If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Online traders fear Citi's depreciation will affect ability to service bank loans and cause a possible shortage of some goods on the market. We'll hear from the Ghana Union of Traders Association. Also in this bulletin, General Agricultural Workers Union calls for a new system that will strengthen Bank of Ghana to purchase cocoa beans from farmers for processing to help the country gain more from the proceeds of the commodity. Plus, economic conditions influencing push for increase in national health insurance tariffs. We'll hear from the Chief Executive Officer of the National Health Insurance Authority. We have details of these and many more for you. Please stay. Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. A look now at our stories. Traders are worried that the current depreciation of the cedi could result in a shortage of products on the market. They argue that most of them are struggling to pay for their imported goods because of the local currency's performance and rising port charges. They have also complained about their inability to service loans with the banks. President of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, Joseph Obeng, tells Joy Business more of their members are struggling to stay in business.
Recently, they were getting better, and so the purchasing power of the consuming public has also been affected, thereby reducing the turnover of businesses. In this particular case, we are unable to even pay our debt to the bank. And so it is very important. Don't also forget that lately the freight charges, especially to the Asian countries, are going up and up and up, like it happened in the COVID periods and all that. And so it's making business very difficult, and especially if we have to contend with the high rate of the forex, then of course we have to set up and find a media solution.
Joseph Obeng is the president of GUTA. The General Agricultural Workers Union has called for a new funding system that will see the end of borrowing from syndicated banks to finance the purchase of cocoa beans. Gawu argued that the Bank of Ghana can be well positioned to purchase cocoa beans from farmers and process the commodity in Ghana to enable the country benefit from the over $60 billion value chain in the cocoa industry. Speaking to Joy Business, General Secretary of Gawu, Edward Kariwa, said relying on loans would not help cocoa farmers.
Why would Cocoa Board, a huge institution over 70 years of existence, we have designed the system in such a way that every year they have to go for a loan to be able to operate?
Yeah.
It can't be. It can't be. Cocoa Board should have been the institution that will set up other... If they do not get the syndicated loan, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
And we've seen how those who have been given the syndicated loan make sure that they squeeze Ghana to a point where you accept conditions that are not good. They will come and give you the loan at the time that even the purchasing season is halfway or almost coming to an end. And when the farmers, you don't have the money to go and buy the cocoa from the farmers, they'll get frustrated. Then they'll begin to smuggle it out.
Edward Kariwe is the General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union. Let's do something from the 3i Africa Summit, which is ongoing. Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, has stressed the need for African economies to invest in the fintech space to foster innovation on the continent. According to him, by harnessing the power of financial technology, the gap between the marginalized communities in advancing technology can be bridged. He spoke at the summit.
Distinguished guests, the need to foster innovation and investment across diverse sectors is central to the various discussions that will go on in the next 3 days. The Deal Room and Pitch Fest will serve as platforms for entrepreneurs and investors to explore mutually beneficial partnerships, driving innovation forward and fueling economic growth. Also, discussions on the use of fintech for inclusion should remain paramount to ensure that the benefits of technological advancements are accessible to all segments of society. By harnessing the power of financial technology, we can bridge the gap and empower marginalized communities, advancing towards a more inclusive and prosperous future.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, a while longer at the summit, government says it is implementing measures on the fiscal side, including the acceleration of the disbursement of almost $1 billion from development partners between now and December to support the economy. This assurance is coming at a time the city is depreciating against the US dollar. Speaking at the 3i Africa Summit, Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, stated that government will continue to focus on the fintech space to drive growth and development.
Despite recent pressures on our currency, the city's depreciation year to date of 12% is far lower than its depreciation of 27% in the same period last year. The government is also implementing measures on the fiscal side, including acceleration of disbursements of almost $1 billion by our development partners between now and December this year to support the economy. As we convene at the 3i Africa Summit here in Ghana, it is incumbent on us to acknowledge the remarkable strides that Ghana has made in nurturing a vibrant fintech ecosystem. Ghana's fintech sector boasts of a diverse array of startups, accelerators, and regulatory initiatives, solidifying our position as a frontrunner in fintech innovation across the continent.
Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, speaking at the ongoing 3i Africa Summit. Away from that, the National Health Insurance Authority is working to increase tariffs for health insurance payments for beneficiaries of the National Health Insurance Scheme. This is influenced by change in economic conditions and demand pressures from health service providers. Chief Executive of the National Health Insurance Authority, Dr. Da Costa Buaji, disclosed this to Joy Business after a ceremony to launch the 20th anniversary of Glyco Healthcare and a retiree plan by Glyco in Accra.
We need to obviously give good services to our clients, and the things that they are not supposed to pay for, they shouldn't be paid for. We cover at least about 95% of diseases. So we are working with the private facilities, the Ghana Health Service, CHAG, and all the other stakeholders to make sure that we stamp up these illegal charges. In our engagement, they have actually said that the tariffs are too low. Yes, we agree. We are working with them to review the tariffs because of the current economic conditions due to COVID and other pressures. So very soon we will come up with new tariffs. But once we put our house in order, we also expect the providers to put their house in order to stamp out these illegal charges.
In more business news, the Ghana Netherlands Business and Culture Council, in collaboration with MDF West Africa, has launched the fifth edition of the Dutch Export Card Academy, aimed at helping entrepreneurs to be able to export into the European market. According to the general manager of the Ghana Netherlands Business and Culture Council, the businesses will have the opportunity to access investors and create markets for their products to enhance export activities.
Well, part of this program is now focused in Ghana, where we do the training. And then the second part of the program will be an expedition trip to the Netherlands. And that's for us also a challenge, because we basically want to bring those Ghanaian companies in contact with interested party in the Netherlands. So it's like a matchmaking. So that one we are now trying to prepare. And that program is also not free. I mean, you have to invest yourself also in the airline ticket, etc.
Time now for your pension tip on MoneyLab.
Hello, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. On our previous episode, we spoke about how to take advantage of the three-tier pension structure in order to save well for retirement. Today, we will be talking about the employee benefit under the three-tier pension scheme. As an employee, the three-tier pension scheme gives you better control over the size of your retirement benefit, as you can monitor your retirement pot and make some adjustment by contributing more to this via the personal pension space. Tier 3 and personal pension funds may be used as collateral to secure mortgages and loans. Again, since funds under the 3-tier pension scheme are managed by the NPRA licensed corporate trustees, fund managers and custodians who adhere to strict guidelines from the regulator, accrued benefits of members are protected and cannot be seized in the event of a corporate trustee or any other service provider going bankrupt. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of MoneyLab. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
Ransford Mantekole is the Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees Limited with MoneyLab for today. Ending the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection and EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Talking about EcoBank, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.